This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian shelling has killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Saturday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. One more person was killed in the eastern Donetsk region, regional officials said. Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday that its forces continued to conduct military operations in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, claiming to have killed more than 220 Ukrainian servicemen over the past 24 hours. Ukraine said that more than 500 Russian troops have been killed. Neither claim is independently verifiable. North Korea's state television aired on Sunday footage of a ruling party meeting presided over by leader Kim Jong-un, in which, quote, important practical deterrence measures were discussed and decided upon. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The meeting came ahead of a planned large-scale joint military exercises by the United States and South Korea that are due to start on Monday. The exercises have angered North Korea. State media did not provide specifics of the measures discussed and did not reveal when the meeting took place. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Skirmishes between violent protesters and police in Paris on Saturday. This as France faced a seventh day of demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plans. According to police, 368,000 protesters took to the streets across France. In Paris, 48,000 protesters joined the march. Protesters torched trash bins, threw projectiles, lit firecrackers, and tried setting up barricades, prompting riot police to disperse crowds with tear gas. From Washington, this is VOA News. On Sunday, suspected militants from the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, killed at least 17 people in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, local officials say, only days after the Islamist-aligned group conducted another massacre in the troubled region. The Allied Democratic Forces, the ADF, which the Islamic State group claims as its Central African affiliate, is one of the deadliest armed militias in eastern Congo, accused of slaughtering thousands of civilians. The latest attack occurred in the early hours of Sunday in North Kivu province's Beni territory. VOA is unable to independently verify the death toll. When asked about the recent collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, U.S. Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen said that people should feel confident the banking system is safe and sound. The Biden administration has released a separate statement about Friday's collapse of the bank, an institution that catered heavily to the tech investment sector. VOA's Marissa Melton has that story.
The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday about the Silicon Valley Bank failure and efforts to address the situation. Influential figures in Silicon Valley and the finance sector are calling publicly for the government to push another bank to assume SVB's assets and obligations as a way of protecting investors. The statement also said Biden discussed with Newsom an emergency declaration he issued on Friday to ensure California has the full support of the federal government as it responds to the impacts of severe winter weather, including flooding, landslides, and mudslides. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Four space station astronauts are back on Earth after a quick SpaceX flight home. Tommy McNeil has the story.
The capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast late Saturday. The crew from the U.S., Russia, and Japan spent 5 months at the International Space Station. Among those returning was NASA's Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman to fly in space. She says she couldn't wait to feel the wind on her face, smell fresh grass, and enjoy some delicious Earth food. Their replacements arrived at the space station more than a week ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In music news, South African rapper Costa Titch died on stage while performing on Sunday, police said as they opened an investigation into the circumstances of the 28-year-old's sudden death. Costa Titch scored a major hit with his song Big Flexa, which has more than 45 million YouTube views. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.